This episode of Church Media HQ is brought to you by our all-new 30-day free trial of our Church Media HQ premium services. So we can actually deliver a design, we can set up your website, we can offer a coaching call, and much more, all at no cost to you. And there's no risk, because we're actually, for the first time ever, we're not going to require you to give us a credit card number to try. So there's no credit card required for this trial. All you have to do is head over to churchmediahq.com and click start for free and sign up there and get started right away. I'm not kidding you when I tell you this, that it'll take less than 60 seconds for you to send us your first design request. And yes, we will deliver on that at no cost to you. So again, get started and learn more at churchmediahq.com. Start your free 30-day trial, no credit card required, at churchmediahq.com. Now, today's guest, he's really not a guest. He is no stranger to Church Media HQ. He is a regular contributor, and we're so glad to have him back with us today. It's Jeremy Linnentine, the outreach pastor at a church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So let's get right to our conversation with Jeremy. The next thing is to allow the a right amount of time, and we've kind of alluded to this earlier. You know, we did spend kind of an extended time talking about just the time it takes to implement a brand already, but I'm talking about on maybe these more simple projects. So when it comes to a design, and you ask for a custom design, you're going to want to give most designers 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the obviously the complexity of the project. And there could be some creatives or designers out there listening saying, well, it doesn't take me that long and whatever. And yeah, a lot of designers can work faster than that, but it's not necessarily about giving them ample time. It's about giving you and your church ample time to make sure you are good to go on, again, this event, this sermon series, whatever it may be. So you need 2 to 4 weeks is what you need to allot. You say, hey, I want this design, I want it done, and I want to be presenting it or projecting it on our screens or whatever it may be at this certain date. Well, back it up 2 to 4 weeks. If there's print, you might want to add an additional 2 or so weeks, sometimes more, to give it time to print and ship and deliver to you. And Jeremy, you're kind of doing this day in and day out. And so if there's any insight you can give on the turnaround of like a design or maybe a print project, feel free to share it.
Yeah, if we're printing anything, I try to have it submitted to the printer 6 to 8 weeks out. The reason is if more towards the 8 weeks. And when you think about that, man, okay, what's coming up at your church 2 months from now? That's really thinking pretty far out for most churches. But you got to get used to it, because if I send this off to the printer, let's say I'm at 8 weeks. If I send this off to the printer, I can't expect to get that back, you know, physically in my hands any less than 10 days. It's going to take them in production 3-4 days at least. And then however long it takes, you know, to mail or whatever. And, man, you can get in a trap where you're paying for, rush shipping. That's really expensive. Rush production. Yep. That's not as expensive, but still expensive. And for me, I love to have 4 or 5 weeks of letting the community know about something, in particular if it's a big event. Now, if you're just announcing a sermon series or whatever, I like to have, and so this is just a graphic on a screen, I like to have 2 or 3 weeks to get people excited about it. I think any longer than 3 weeks, people aren't going to stay in tune for that long. But you want a little bit of lead time to create some excitement. It's amazing. It always amazes me. It probably amazes people in church world. How many times I feel like I've said an announcement 7, 8, 9, 10 times and people still haven't really heard it. It's amazing. I guess it goes to show, like, when I'm up there making an announcement, people probably just tune me out, or they're looking at a bulletin or their phone or whatever. So it's amazing how many times you have to communicate something, put it everywhere, blast it everywhere, for people to realize, oh, that's this week. It starts this week. So you can't get frustrated with people. You just got to do a better job. And so I would say printing anything, lead time, really, man, 7-8 weeks, because you need it to come back to you, and then you need to get people excited about it, and then you need to get it out into the community, and all that just takes a while. So for the most part, I think most churches, from what I've talked to, are just not working far enough out in their calendar planning and promoting. And it's really going to come to bite you when you start working with somebody else, because now if you're behind, you can't just stay up super late that night designing it. Something doesn't look that great anyways. So you really got to force yourself to be working 3 and 4 months out in your calendar. And that's tough, but you just got to do it. And so set it on, you know, weekly on your schedule, just to look ahead in your calendar, every other week in your schedule to be looking ahead in my calendar. That took me probably about a year to learn well, because I'm just not a great disciplined person on those type of things. But if you don't, it just kills you. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can echo what you said there. The more time you give for printing in particular, the better. I mean, 6 to 7 weeks, that sounds like a long time. That sounds like, oh man, that's, but it's really not. And a lot of it, yeah, it does. What is going to play into it is, like you were saying, how long do you want to promote this? You know, if you want to be able to promote it for a good month, then yeah, I mean, that makes that because I think one of the biggest kind of traps that we can fall into is we look at the calendar and we go, oh, well, you know, Christmas is in December, it's October. Oh, well, Christmas is still a long way away. Well, Christmas, and as far as the day, the season, you know, whatever, is maybe still 2 months out, but when do you really need to start promoting? When do you really need to start pushing it? Well, probably no later than like the weekend after Thanksgiving. You know, that's when everybody gets kind of in the Christmas mindset. So you've got to, so when you think of it that way, you're like, oh yeah, that actually is a reasonable turnaround to make sure we get everything in time.
Right. And it's I've heard this so many times. People get up there and be like, oh, hey, Christmas in a couple weeks, and we want to know it, but we're really excited about it. It really soon, coming in about a week or two, we're going to have these flyers coming in to promote it. You don't want to be that person. As soon as you start talking about it, you want to say, okay, we've got this for it, and here's the graphic for it, right? And here's the card to pass out. Have all of that, and not be like, oh, it's coming. That just communicates like, oh, it caught us off guard too. And I realize that someone in your church is not thinking about your Christmas cantata, you know, before Thanksgiving, but you dead sure better be, or you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And you need to be ready to roll it out.
So if you're interested in getting started with working with a creative or a creative team, I want to invite you to give Church Media HQ a try and try out our premium services. Our team has been working with churches now for over 5 years, and we've really mastered the process in working with church leaders and pastors like yourself. And again, you can actually try our services completely free of charge for 30 days, and there's no credit card required. So not only is there no cost to you, there's no risk, because what we want you to truly see that our team is a good fit for your church. So if you're interested in starting, and why wouldn't you be? I mean, there's really no risk, no cost to you at all. Just head over to churchmediahq.com, click start for free, and start your free trial. And in less than 60 seconds, you can actually get a started on your first on-demand design request, where we're going to actually deliver you a design based on the requirements that you send us. Get started for free, no credit card required, at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. So, all that, getting back to, you want to be ahead when it comes to the print. You want to give your designer, though, that's the point, is if you're going to need something designed and you're going to need print, then, yeah, you need to start that conversation with your designer like I said, 6, 7, 8 more weeks out. Let's talk about a website. If you want a custom website built, you're really looking at about 4 to 8 weeks in most cases. I mean, most times if it's a truly custom website, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, going to Squarespace or Wix or something like that. Yeah, sure. You can set those up with templates really fast. But if you really want something custom, you know, built on, you know, a WordPress or some type of platform like that, yeah, it's going to take about that 4 to 8 weeks. to develop. And then a video, it's just so hard to really determine. So that's why, I mean, I say 4 or more weeks because, yeah, if it's a short project and a very specific style of project, then, okay, yeah, 4 weeks is reasonable. But, you know, if it's like a long, like extended, more creative project with a lot of different with a more production heavy style, then yeah, you're going to, I mean, it can take, the most recent church video promo, that we did, took us, 2 months. I mean, that was your shooting and then editing and everything. And that's not unheard of. I mean, it's pretty standard, actually. I know a lot of videographers that's going to be about how long it takes. So, you want to allot the right amount of time. Don't be this guy who expects, you know, things to be quick. And, you know, I love this statement. It's harsh, but it's true. How does it go? I'm probably going to butcher it, but like, a lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. And you know, I remember the first time I got told that because for whatever reason, I was running behind and I had to pull somebody in. And so anyways, this is just all stuff to keep in mind, as you are beginning to dive into a creative project. And yeah, there's a whole lot more to the process. There is. I mean, I know there's a lot more steps, if you will. And, we could talk, we will at some point dive into all of that later, but this is just talking about, hey, you're going to start. Where are you going to start? What do you need to have your expectations, if you will, at the beginning? How much do you need to budget? And what time of time do you need to allot? And so I hope this has been helpful. And a lot of this, it's just the same as anything. I mean, the more you do it, the more familiar you'll go, the more you can develop a process. And again, I can't emphasize enough, if you just want, that's another reason why we encourage people to hop on our free trial, because it just gives you an opportunity. It's not going to cost you anything. Yeah, you'll have to take a little bit of time, you know, to make it happen, but it gives you the opportunity to learn the process of working with, you know, a creative or a creative team, even if it doesn't work out long term. At least give the opportunity to kind of see how it works. And so, yeah, I mean, that really wraps us up. I mean, Jeremy, any kind of closing thoughts as we, kind of wrap up this conversation and this little series of content?
I would just say, if you probably need to be working with somebody, there are ways to step in without jumping in and turning over everything. But it's probably good for you to, you know, you can start with something like, okay, I'll turn over the designing of all of my events, right, to somebody else in this year. Reach out, contact Luke. Or what we did this year was we are doing a couple of things in-house, a couple of video projects or whatever else. And it's basically budget-based. We feel like we don't have the budget to professionally do videos yet. Okay, well, it's where we're at. But what we knew we could start the step was, is now all of our events, someone else designs the graphics, you know, you guys do. And then now all of our sermon series as well, particularly, you know, the 6, 7, 8 really impactful, what we feel will be very impactful sermon series, I let you guys design. And man, that's been a game changer. I wouldn't have thought that would be something that we utilize so much. But to have it be something that looks really good and that we can promote really well coming into it has really made a big impact. And people have talked about it and invited people and really liked the series and enjoyed the series, partially just because we were thinking ahead on it. We're just doing a better job mm-hmm. planning. And the biggest thing I'd say, the biggest benefit is, yes, things look better with the designer and all this other stuff, but the benefit of us now planning farther in the future because we hired someone out, it's forcing us to think ahead in the future, has been the biggest improvement in the last 2 years for us, is just planning farther out. And I should have been doing it before. I should have been better disciplined, but I just wasn't. Now I'm being forced to be more disciplined. And it's definitely been a lot better for our ministry. And that's what we want. We want to do right by our people. We want to do right by our Savior. And it's been a blessing. So you probably should be working with somebody. And I would just say, look, just have a conversation. Call Luke. Just start digging around into that. You might think that you can't, and you might be surprised at how how affordable or how possible it is, you know, for you to take some steps to getting some of this design off your plate into somebody else's hands and allowing you to get some of your valuable time back. So that's all.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, we hope that you'll give us a try, start your trial, and then, because like I said, if nothing else, it's going to help you learn the process. And hopefully at the end of that that time even, whether you continue to work with us or not, we're able to help you at least in some way of, like I said, understanding how it works and moving forward from there. So, well, Jeremy, it's always good having you with us, and thanks for joining us, and we will we'll see you again next time.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode. Now, I do hope that if you haven't yet, you'll subscribe. We're available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. I do want to remind you just one more time about our free 30-day trial of Church Media HQ. This is where you can try our services, including on-demand design, website setup, coaching, and more at no cost to you. And there's no credit card required. All you got to do is head over to churchmediahq.com, click start for free, and start your free 30-day trial today. No credit card required. Get started at churchmediahq.com. Well, Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. The show is edited and produced by Bo Snyder. Content contributor for today was Jeremy Linnentine. The executive producer and creator of Church Media HQ is myself, Luke Clayton. And until next time, I want to encourage you, it's time for your church to try something new, because you know that it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.